Yeah, so like I was saying, I don't even know if I'm going to need it. I had a 250. My last MacBook was 256. And that one got tight, you know, pretty quick. Because it was an Intel based, and I was running several virtual machines on it. I had an XP virtual machine. I had a Windows 10 virtual machine. I had a Linux virtual machine. And those all, you have to set aside a pretty good size chunk of, you know, a pretty good chunk of memory so that they can operate. And so, you know, I ran out quick doing that. I don't know that I'm going to be doing that now. In fact, what I might do is I might take that 2013, which is still a wonderful machine, and I upgraded that to a terabyte, and I might just turn that into my multi-boot. You know, that's where I'll run Linux and XP and Windows 10. And I'll just use that as my, you know, my work-like machine for programming and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, if I do that, I can't imagine needing more than 512 for now. And then if I do, like Greg points out, with Thunderbolt 4, I can run a really good, you know, I can run a really fast, you know, external. And, you know, for, you know, what am I going to have, media? You know, that, you know, if I'm not doing those virtual machines, then it's just media, I guess. Unless I load it up with programs. But, man, it takes a lot of programs to fill up 512, wouldn't it?